Hi, welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Ray Hager, filling in for Sam Shad. Today's guest is Fred Locken, political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. And on the pundit panel, we have Mike Bosma and former Washoe DA Dick Gamick. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Who else has pumped millions into elect Joe Heck? The big oil billionaire Koch brothers. They struck it big with Congressman Heck. They spend millions getting him elected. He denies the science of climate change, voting for billions in tax breaks for oil companies, and against our solar energy economy, risking good Nevada jobs. Nevada's got all the sun in the world, but Joe Heck takes big oil's money and votes big oil's way. Majority Forward is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Safety is the number one priority for the trucking industry. Over $7 billion a year is spent on technology, like this electronic eye, that will apply the brakes automatically. But the most important factor for safety is the truck driver. These hardworking men and women who safely move over 70% of our nation's freight and 94% of Nevada's. We thank you, because trucks move America forward.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America forward. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
Welcome back. We're here with Fred Locken, the political science professor from Truckee Meadows Community College and a well-known pundit in the state of Nevada. How you doing, Fred?
I'm doing dandy.
Well, let's talk about presidential politics for a little bit. And, you know, here both the Democratic and Republican conventions are over, and polling shows that Hillary Clinton got a 7-point bump after the DNC, and Donald Trump got a 6-point bump after the Republican convention. So as we go into the last 100 days, Fred, where do we stand with this?
Well, I think for many voters, still not paying attention to the election. I think that for those of us who are absolute junkies, we've been consumed with this for more than a year. This has been a bizarre journey. On occasion, it's been a downright painful journey. It is so unlike any other presidential election year that we've known in even distant memory. But for most voters, they still aren't tuned into it. A lot of Americans in this day and age refuse to even watch the news anymore because it's always bad news. So we're seeing blunders and we're seeing missteps and we're seeing controversies. But for the average voter, they won't show interest probably until really October. And so it's going to be the longest campaign we've ever had. We've never had both conventions in July before. We have almost 100 days to go. And I think this is going to be a year for an October surprise or two that could really upset this election. Presidential elections in America have been historically close the last several election cycles, regardless of the candidates or issues. Mm-hmm. So I think that for a lot of people, we're already dealing with fatigue. We have the highest negative ratings we've ever had for both candidates. And so no one is really all that ecstatic about this election. But it's just a damn crazy election, and I frankly think any bets are off as to exactly who goes first past the post on November 8th.
Okay, you know, one of the names that keeps popping up in this is Vladimir Putin and Russia. Now, Russia, the Soviet Union, has been like an enemy of the United States ever since World War II ended. But Trump has had business dealings with Russia in the past. He held a Miss Universe contest there a few years ago. And now the Democrats think he might be too cozy with Putin, but what's wrong with Trump's stance on Russia? Isn't this a way to make a potential enemy into a friend? And couldn't this be a positive thing in the long run if Trump is elected president?
Well, I think the greatest frustration that I find when I talk to a lot of people is just the sheer ignorance of Donald Trump, not only on domestic policy, but frankly, especially on foreign policy. This is someone who has claimed great expertise simply because he ran a beauty pageant in another country that he's now a flaming expert about it. And given the complexities and the intrigue, especially of Vladimir Putin, who is one of the most questionable leaders in the world today. This is someone not to be trusted. This is someone that no one else is working with for damn good reason. And so it is one of those major concerns. Now, we find Donald in the same situation that he's been accusing Hillary Clinton, which is this has been a very difficult week for Donald Trump. The flip-flopping has begun. Now he is saying that he has no relationship with Vladimir Putin, but for 3 years, 2013, 2014, 2015, in multiple interviews, indicated he did have a relationship with the man. And when he's challenged on that in a major interview over the weekend, he says, well, what's a relationship? Well, it's whatever he defined it as, because he said he had a relationship with Vladimir Putin. But Putin is highly distrusted in Europe. The Chinese can't work with them. Nobody on this planet trusts them. He's a ruthless dictator in a feigned democracy. It's critical at this point in time that we have leadership that's running for the office of the presidency that understands the context of an expansionist Russia.
Okay. You know, now Trump and during the Republican National Convention, Trump gave a sober look at the U.S. on the world stage. And which backs up polling, because 80% of Americans feel that the nation is on the wrong track. On the other hand, the Democrats were more uplifting. It reminded me of an old Up With People concert from the 70s. So, Fred, what tact is better with the American public?
Well, I mean, it's tragic, but I think we are seeing a campaign that's conducted on poll data. And poll data indicates that a significant majority of Americans think this country is going in the wrong direction. A significant majority of Americans are absolutely disgusted with business as usual, if you will, the establishment and establishment candidates. So we have the anti-establishment Donald Trump campaign that, in essence, can sort of prey on the fears and uncertainties and frankly often even the ignorance of the operations of this government. It is not the best of times, and certainly one is hard-pressed to defend government as usual. I mean, gridlock in activity. But, Donald Trump is taking what looks like will be a grand strategy to winning the presidency by playing up the negatives.
Okay, Fred, let's stop it right there. Take a few commercials. We'll be right back with more with Fred Locken after these few words.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
The Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends. Play the hottest slots and video games. Join the Conductors Club and earn comps and free play. Meet your friends at Sully Sports Bar and feast on juicy burgers, wings, big beers, and all your favorite cocktails. Download the Tamarack Junction mobile app for exclusive food and gaming offers right from your phone. the Tamarack Junction, where friends meet in South Reno, just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Closed captioning of Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Nevada Trucking Association. Trucking moves America. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Fred Locken, political science professor at Truckee Meadows Community College. Fred, you know, we tout Nevada as presidential politics as a swing state, a state that matters. But in the last election, the race was decided before Nevada's votes were even counted. And I'm wondering, how does Nevada fare this year? It seems like most of the attention is on Ohio and Pennsylvania. So where does Nevada come in as a strategic element for this presidential campaign?
Well, this year, it's in the estimate, there are 8 purple states, you know, states that have a chance to go either Democrat or Republican, and Nevada finds itself in that mix again this year. What is really odd about the Electoral College map is that we have so many states that are definitively red or blue. And in that reality, it has elevated the significance, the importance of Nevada. We have the vice presidential running mate for the Republican Party in Nevada this week, which says a great deal about how parties are viewing the importance of Nevada. Mm-hmm. But when you get down to it, it's 6 electoral votes, and as the math plays itself out on election night, there's always a surprise or two. Nate Silver has already declared the election for Hillary Clinton, so we will, and I think counts us in the column to vote for Hillary this year. But there are uncertainties, and as I say, this is an election year that is ripe for a major surprise, whether it would be an unprecedented terrorist attack. I hate to even venture to guess what the surprise could be, but either something that so impugns the integrity of a candidate or so disrupts American society that it could have a profound impact on the November 8th election.
Well, you know, you mentioned this earlier, you know, but polls right now show that Clinton has a slight edge over Trump, and it seems like she's weathered the storms of Benghazi in her emails. But what must be concerning the Democrats is, what if another shoe drops? Clinton scandal, say like in October, 2 weeks before the election, what kind of impact would this have? Would it ruin Hillary Clinton's chances of winning if there's a big disruption in, say, October?
Well, as you well know, in our national elections and even in our state and local elections, you have the two solid camps. There are people that will vote for Donald Trump no matter what happens or what he says. And the same is true of Hillary Clinton. And Clinton has weathered storm after storm. I mean, the vilification from the conservative Republican talk radio circuit over the last 12 years has been absolutely brutal. And kind of points to the excesses of American democracy today. That having been said, this election will be decided by independents, which are a record number across America, by a surprising arrival of possibly Hispanic voters in numbers for the first time. And everyone is focused on the blue-collar, especially blue-collar Democratic vote, the possibility that it could cross over. So we're targeting very interesting elements of a subsection of the electorate. That having been said, Hillary is frankly weathered everything else so far and seems to show a real ability to continue to do so. The simple reality is that in a normal year, given the controversies that have beset the Trump administration, you would think Hillary would be far, far ahead. But her negatives hold her down, and they're holding her back. And we'll see what the campaign does to try to address that, to try to change the conversation, and try to get America to look at Hillary Clinton under a new set of eyes.
Well, you know, I just looked at the favorability ratings on both candidates, and they're way above 50%, almost 60%. So it seems to me that whoever wins this presidential race, the backers of the person who loses are going to be very upset, and it's going to be very, very difficult for either one of the candidates to say, quote unquote, bring our nation together. Your thoughts on that?
Well, we are so partisanized, and people are passionate. I mean, the Bernie Sanders race demonstrates a brand new level of passion on the Democratic side, and this is a high-stakes election. What we're going to do about immigration, how we're going to handle health care in America, what our foreign policy might look like. At any level, this is a very dramatic choice for voters on November 8th. And as such, yes, there will be those people who will be devastated. We've joked about, you know, you hear the jokes running that if Donald Trump wins, the number of people that will probably leave the country, thinking that it's like an Armageddon for him to win office. We're in one of those very serious dyadic elections.
Fred, we're just about out of time, but I wanted to ask you one more thing, and let's turn to the Senate race in Nevada between Republican Joe Heck and Democrat Catherine Cortez Masto. Who gets the bigger bump for the presidential candidate at the top of the ticket?
Well, I think Masto is benefiting in this process with the relationship with Hillary and with the dynamics of Nevada. The Republican Party is still in disarray in the state. The Democrats are showing a real edge in registrations. They've got Harry Reid really strongly in control of this fall election. And you have renewed interest by the unions and the Hispanics in Clark County. So I think right now that campaign has to be looking fairly optimistically at their fall.
Okay, Fred Locken, thank you very much. We'll be right back after these few messages with our pundit panel.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, Pro Group Management, and the Retail Association of Nevada.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. You ask, are we busy? Here's United Construction, 700,000 square feet of distribution. This is SJS Development. They're grading for their new facility. This is eBay's new data center under construction. TRI offers 30,000 acres of industrial property. It's ready to build, and there's room for you. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. We're building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
The real estate market is on fire. If you want top dollar for your home, it's a great time to sell. With Marshall Realty's 90-day guarantee, you'll feel confident in selling your home right now. Call today to find out how you can take advantage of this hot market.
We don't just practice law here in Reno.
This is our home. Careless conduct is a danger to everyone.
When we help people recover from their accidents and injuries,
it sends a message. Slow down around schools. Don't tailgate. Don't text and drive. And don't drink and drive.
This helps to make our communities safer.
If you've been injured, give us a call. I'm Bob Jensen.
And I'm Graham Galloway.
For your free consultation, call Galloway and Jensen today. The insurance companies have lawyers. You should too.
You wouldn't go to Carson City Florist for a cup of flour.
Can I have some flour?
So why on earth would you take gold, silver, or rare coins to anyone other than the professionals at Northern Nevada Coin? With stores in Reno, Carson City, and Minden, they pay the most for your unwanted gold jewelry, gold or silver bullion, or collection of rare coins. For the freshest flowers, see Carson City Florist. And for all your rare coin and gold needs, see Northern Nevada Coin.
How'd your biscuits turn out?
Thanks to you, now we have a bun in the oven.
Do you want guaranteed results when selling your home? If you do, then you need an agent that will put his own money on the line. Marshall Realty does exactly that with their 90-day guarantee program. Call 787-7400 today to get your home sold guaranteed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to our pundit panel. Today's guest, first let me introduce Dick Gammack, the retired Washoe County District Attorney, the longest running district attorney in the history of Washoe County, and Mike Bosma, Bosma Group CPAs, and also Mike has his own radio show on KOH, Bosma on Business, that airs 10 to 11 each Saturday morning. Welcome, gentlemen, to both of you. Dick, before we started today, you had some issues with the way the media is covering the presidential election. I see it as some people think that they're too soft on Hillary Clinton, too hard on Trump, but then again, maybe they're too hard on Clinton and too soft on Trump. Where do you see it?
Well, I'd have to go along with your first proposal that you threw out there, right?
Too
and
tough
that
on
is,
Trump?
Is that they, well, it's amazing to me. Donald Trump is a multi-billionaire businessman. And every single thing that is negative in his business empire, it doesn't say this happened at this property. The media, the national media, comes out and says, Trump did this, Trump did that, Trump did this lawsuit. Trump, you're going, wait a minute, this guy has got businesses scattered throughout the world. He doesn't do all of that. And that the media used to be, try to be even on these races. And when our current president ran, was the first time I saw them go so one-sided and not even worry about it. They were absolutely blatant about it. And we're starting off this political season that way again. Hillary Clinton should be facing charges right now for a felony. I keep hearing, it's just emails. It's just emails. Those were emails of a classified documents on her personal server. Ask General Petraeus if that's not a federal violation of federal law. Yet you have the Attorney General of this country, who is the top prosecutor, saying, don't bother me with that. And then you have the President of the United States coming out during the investigation and saying she didn't do anything wrong. And it came out one time that he did the same thing, and then that went away.
Well, and she intentionally erased her computer so it can be gone forever, right? That's, it's like, it is the bullet right there. It's just, this is nuts. I'm a custodian of records in my CPA firm. If I get a subpoena to produce documents, I have to batten down that information, right? And she not only didn't batten down the information, she intentionally erased all record of it. But somehow that's okay.
I agree with. Then there's one other thing I want to get into a little technical on here, and that's the director of the FBI. He comes out and says she didn't have the necessary intent. The necessary intent for that crime is gross negligence. Right. Then he comes out and says, well, she was basically, I don't remember the exact wording, oh, she was just really stupid. That is could very well classify for gross negligence. Then he comes out and does some other things in his findings that were totally incorrect on the law. So you're sitting here looking at that. I sit back as a citizen now and look at this whole thing and say, what a cover-up. And yet the media is doing everything that she does now. I open up the paper every morning and I look at it, and USA Today's in there, and there's at least 2, 3 or more articles on Hillary Clinton and all the stuff she's doing, and then a bang, at least a bang or a couple of bangs on Trump.
Well, what about Fox News and CNN? It seems like Fox News is in the tank for Donald Trump, or CNN is could be called, it's been called by Trump, the Clinton News Network. Don't both candidates, Mike, have their network that is somewhat supportive?
Well, and I think the issue, as I see it anyway, I remember a while back I was looking at MSNBC and the whole history of MSNBC, which really was to give liberals a news station, right? Intentionally put a news station together for it. So, and I think really people have opinions in this race. I think that's very true. And if you're a reporter, I think it's impossible now to not show your bias and how you see things, because things are equally bad. And so, would it be helpful, I think, for the American public to retrench, and let's get some independent news sources? Where I get my news now is BBC. Right? What do the people across the pond, how do they help under their readership understand it? Because it's a lot less biased.
Well, I like BBC because it gives a better world view of things. In the United States, our media is mostly centered on the U.S., but the BBC, I do want to give a shout out to the BBC. Dick, talking about emails, Donald Trump has suggested, he says sarcastically, that perhaps the Russians could find Hillary Clinton's lost emails. And the Democrats kind of went nuts on this, and they said that Donald Trump violated the Logan Act of 1789, which I don't think has ever been violated before. What do you think about Trump violating the Logan Act?
I don't even know what the Logan Act is, to be honest with you, Ray. What did Donald Trump? I missed that one. I don't even know what they've accused him of this time.
Well, offhand, he says kind of tongue-in-cheek, you know, maybe, you know, the Soviets can find the Hillary's lost server, you know. They already hacked it, and they've got it already backed up because she erased it, you know. So that's where you talk about the bias. So the fact that she erased her server, not on anybody's radar screen, but the fact that he mentions tongue-in-cheek, maybe the Soviets have it, and now they're trying to vilify him. And I think the comedy of errors is there's storylines in this candidacy that haven't even been said yet. And when it really comes down to mattering, that's going to happen in the last 30 days. All this other stuff is, I think, rhetoric.
Okay. Men, we got to wrap it up right here. Thanks for coming in. Great session today. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
We'll be right back after this.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
It's the biggest car sale of the summer. First time ever teaming with the Reno Aces across the street from Greater Nevada Field. We're talking Fords, Chevys, Dodges, Toyotas, Nissans, Hondas, and GMCs. 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from, and all vehicles must go during the biggest car sale of the summer.
If you or a loved one has mesothelioma or any other asbestos-related cancer, call now. Asbestos manufacturers sold deadly asbestos materials to thousands of companies, putting workers at risk. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trusts have been set aside to pay out claims to asbestos victims. You may be entitled to a portion of these funds and receive compensation without filing a lawsuit or ever going to court.
For your free legal consultation, call 1-800-586-3581 now. That's 1-800-586-3581. I'm a non-attorney spokesperson.
If you are age 85 or younger,
call 800-213-9154.
To learn more about our senior plans from Angel Care Insurance Services, the average funeral now costs over $7,000, but the most government benefits will pay your family is only $255. Leaving your loved ones to pay your debt, our senior plans will pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. There is no medical exam, and you will have lifetime coverage. Your rates will never increase, your benefits will never decrease, and your plan cannot be canceled. To receive free information about our senior plans and their benefits, call the number on your screen now. Also, receive information about a free prescription discount card by calling now. There is no obligation. Operators are standing by.
Call 800-213-9154.
It's the biggest car sale of the summer. Specialty financing will be available on the liquidation of all pre-owned vehicles. Plus, a donation will be made for every vehicle sold to the Veterans Guest House. It's the biggest car sale of the summer, August 4th, 5th, and 6th, across from Greater Nevada Field.
On tomorrow's show, we'll have Chris Wicker. He's a Nevada Democratic Party official. And on the pundit panel, we'll have Mike Bosma and former Washoe DA Dick Gammon. Thanks for watching and listening.